the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. In each episode of the show, we shine a spotlight on the women who are making strides and changing lives. Hello, and welcome to the Truly Amazing Women Show. I'm Hope Gibbs, founder of the Incandescent Radio Network. We are here today with Lisa Rueff, executive director of the Do It for the Love Foundation, founded by rocker Michael Franti and ER nurse Sarah Aga. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. I'm honored to be a guest on your show.
Thank you, and we're honored to have you here. But before we launch into our Q&A, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Before joining the Do It for the Love Foundation, you worked with Virgin Unite, the philanthropic arm of Richard Branson's Virgin Companies, and your very cool jobs included organizing trips to countries that Virgin focused on for cultural exploration and entrepreneurial sharing. Highlights included leading a trip to Jordan with Her Majesty Queen Noor as ambassador, and also with Sir Richard Branson himself to South Africa, where he focused on professional skills assistance, educational opportunities, and making the village a better place to live. And that is also one of your goals because you, Lisa, owns Yoga Ventures. She's led more than 30 humanitarian-focused yoga service trips abroad, and you encourage students to discover the joys of philanthropy and volunteer work, which ultimately means practicing yoga on and off the mat. And that is so incredible. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
So it's very similar to what you're doing with the Do It for the Love Foundation. Tell our listeners exactly what you guys, what your mission is.
So the Do It for the Love Foundation is a nonprofit wish-granting organization that provides people in advanced stages of life-threatening illnesses, children with severe challenges, and wounded veterans the opportunity to go to a concert, to attend live music concerts with their caretakers and loved ones, and when the opportunity is available to also meet and greet their favorite artists.
That's very cool. So how did Michael and Sarah come up with this idea?
Michael and Sarah came up with the idea because of the Wani Festival, which happened last year in April of 2013. Before the festival actually happened, and this was taking place in Florida, Michael started getting messages on Twitter from a couple by the name of Hope and Steve December. And Hope and Steve are a married couple, and about a year before, Steve had been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, which is an incredibly debilitating disease where he was given a life expectancy of 2 to 4 years. And so Steve was a big fan of Michael Franti, and he has just loved his music for years. And so Hope started reaching out to Michael Franti and saying, you know, it would mean the world to my husband and I if we were able to meet you before or after the show. We're big fans of yours. We love your music, and it's been very healing in our own journey with what we've been going through. And so Michael, after receiving a few Twitter messages, said, of course, you know, I'd love to meet you. And he not only met them, but he spent about an hour with them on backstage before the show happened. And they had the most wonderful experience of just learning about Hope and Steve's lives and their challenges, their highs as well as their lows. They watched their wedding video and were just really enamored by this couple, that despite all the hardships and challenges that they were going through, that there was just this beautiful thread of love and caring. I get emotional every time I talk about the story of how they met. And while they were backstage, they were asking about the medical bills and just how exorbitant everything is. Steve at that point was confined to a wheelchair. He had already lost quite a bit of weight. He had lost his ability to speak. He was able to just talk in whispers. So Michael basically just scooted his chair as close as he could to Steve's, and they had this really beautiful conversation. And after, when it was time for Michael to go on stage, he asked the couple, would you guys like to watch the show from the side stage? And Hope and Steve got so excited, and they said, yes, we'd love to. And Michael surprised them by starting to play a song, this really beautiful song on his latest album, and it's called Life is Better with You. And he started strumming the guitar and started addressing the audience of 20,000 people that he had met this couple backstage, this really beautiful and inspiring couple, and told a story about how Steve is going through ALS and how, you know, despite everything, this couple is just so hopeful and so full of love. And so he welcomed me to come out. And so Hope wheeled out Steve and started dancing with him to this song, Hope standing, Steve in his wheelchair. And she had both sides of his wheelchair, and she's dancing him back and forth. And Steve, about halfway through the song, motioned to Hope, pick me up, pick me up. And so basically with all of her might, she scooped him up in her arms and cradled him through the rest of the song. And Michael said, as he was singing and not only looking out at Hope and Steve, but then looking out at the audience, he was like, there was not a dry tear in the audience. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that, the ability just to raise the awareness as well as just the feelings of people in the crowd, he was just blown away by that. And then he started talking about how the couple, you know, how enamored he was by the couple, but also just their struggles. And he talked about how they had a website called hopeforsteve.com and how they do have very high medical bills. And if everybody in the audience could just donate $10, $20 to Hope and Steve, it would make a tremendous impact on their lives. And that day alone, they raised thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And, you know, Hope and Steve were just blown away by the experience. She said they couldn't stop smiling for at least a month. And the whole crowd just went completely wild when the song was done. And just the applause was just thundering. 2 days later, when Michael got back, he posted a picture on his Facebook page. And it was actually his birthday, Michael's birthday, and he posted this beautiful picture of he on stage with Hope and Steve dancing. And he gave the whole story about meeting this couple and how inspired both he and Sara was. And if there was any way people would want to contribute to Hope and Steve, that it would make mean the world to him, and that was his birthday wish for this year. And so that day alone, again, they raised thousands and thousands of dollars. And you know, we're just really blown away by that experience of how just they could also bring awareness to what was happening with this couple, as well as to people suffering all over the world with ALS and Lou Gehrig's. Then the idea was, this idea happened with Michael and Sara, you know, we'd love to create this foundation to not only bring hope and healing to people going through their challenges, but also to let people know they're not alone, and to spread awareness and to create communities of for people that are going through these things. Like, since we've gotten involved with Hope and Steve, we've been able to touch so many other people's lives that are going through ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease. We've already done quite a few recipient wish grants for people, and it's really beautiful because it's also just gathering this community of people together that are going through such hardships and letting them share stories as well as things that are working for them. So it's really a beautiful foundation that I'm so honored to be a part of.
That's so great. And how did you get involved with group?
So I've gotten to be friends with Michael Fonte and Sara. I've been a big fan of Michael's for over 12 years. I've gone to his concerts, and any way that I could support, he has a nonprofit called the Power to the Peaceful Foundation, and he used to have these concerts around September 11th each year in Golden Gate Park that would bring together all kinds of musicians and workshops and speakers. And the day before or after the Power to the Peaceful Festival, there would always be a yoga event. Michael is a big yogi, and so there was a local yoga studio that Michael would take classes that always hosted a fundraiser that I would go to. And Michael would play music for about 150 people as we practiced yoga, which is about as soul elevating as it gets. And I just got to know Michael. I would talk to him before and after the class and just let him know how much his music has impacted me, just his lyrics and his passion and his I used to, when I was teaching yoga full time, I would play at least two or three of his songs in each class. So his music has been very empowering for me and very impactful. So I ended up a few days after he got back from the Wani Festival, we had plans for he and Sara to come over to, I live on a houseboat in Sausalito, California. We made plans, my husband and I, for them to come to dinner. And a couple hours into the evening, I asked Michael and Sara about the Facebook post. And just, I said, you know, I was so blown away by that experience and by all the comments, and it was just a really beautiful thread on Facebook. And so Michael and Sara started talking about the experience of meeting this couple and just looking out at the audience and how ever since then they've been racking their brains on how they wanted to create some kind of foundation that would provide people all over the world with the opportunity to get to go to concerts with their loved ones when they're going through these kind of challenging experiences in life. And so they started speaking more and more about it, how, you know, it wouldn't just be them that they would want to do, but they had this vision that every concert promoter, every artist, every venue would get involved with a wish-granting foundation for people to get to experience live music, the gift of it. So I was so excited by it. I just had chills the whole time they were talking about what they wanted to create. Live music is my favorite thing in the world. I've experienced time and time again how healing, how transformative live music can be and is. And so on the small privacy of the house, though, where there's just the four of us, I started raising my hand wildly when Michael was done, and I told them how much I wanted to get involved with the foundation. And that night, I couldn't sleep. I was so excited, and I ended up writing Michael and Sara a 2-page letter about the foundation and how I wanted to get involved and what I had to offer. And that was kind of the start of how I got involved.
Oh, that's so excellent. Now, tell us a little bit more about exactly how the foundation works. So it's not just Michael Franti concerts that you take these folks to, but it's sort of the concert of their dreams?
Exactly. Like, for instance, this Sunday, there's a couple that's going to a concert, a Pink concert. This husband wrote in that he wanted to surprise his wife. She has stage 4 breast cancer, and she listens to Pink's music every day, and it's basically getting her through. She calls it her warrior music. And so he wrote us a few months ago and said, is there any way that we could get to go to the show? And the show was actually sold out. And so we were able to get in touch with Pink's manager and told them what we're creating with the Do It for the Love Foundation. And they were really excited to be a part of it, and they granted us 2 tickets. So this gentleman, his name is Jim, and his wife's name is Micah. They are over the moon. You know, he's told her the surprise, and she's like, you've given me a reason to live. I'm so excited, and I know after seeing Pink, I'm going to live for, you know, many more years because I'm just going to take the experience. It's not just Michael Franti. It's already spread to other artists.
Awesome. The power of Pink and others. So I love it. Do they get to meet the musicians?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. With Pink, her schedule for this tour doesn't allow for it. With Michael Franti, every person, every wish grant that we've done, he spends time with all of the recipients, their caretakers and loved ones before the show. And it's what's incredible, because I've had the opportunity and honor of being present for a lot of these wish grants, is that he is so present with everybody he meets. He would never know he was about to go on stage in front of 5,000 people or 10,000 people. He's just there with the person, and he's so engaged and really wants to know everything. Like, he wants to know their struggles, their challenges, their joys, their, you know, everything. And also is very eager to hear from the caretakers as well and their family. So it's really beautiful. And moving forward, we do have a lot of artists said, yes, definitely we want to get involved, and we do want to be able to, when our schedule allows, to be able to do the meet and greets as well.
That's awesome. So, and how do you decide who gets their wishes granted?
So I basically am answering all the emails for the foundation, and people write in, and sometimes it's the recipient themselves, sometimes it's a friend, a family member, a doctor, and I learn about what's happened, and then we ask for a doctor's note just to, it's kind of required for validation. And we have not turned anybody away so far. Every person that has written in, we have given a wish grant to.
So, and that's 65 people since August. That's amazing.
Has qualified, yeah.
That's
Michael cool. Also, one day Michael was asked by a children's hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, to come and play in the school in the hospital auditorium. So there was about 15 kids present, and a lot of kids at that time were not able to be in the auditorium, but they were all streaming from their hospital room TVs. And that was just around Halloween, and it was a really beautiful experience. And we heard from the hospital that, you know, they hadn't seen any of these children smile since they basically had come into the hospital, as well as their parents. And they were all glowing. So Michael's done quite a few other hospice visits and hospital visits, as well as bringing people to his concerts.
Well, he's definitely an amazing human being. You know, he transcends people. I felt the same way that you did when I saw him in concert. I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he's magical. So it's really awesome that you guys are doing this. And how do you raise funds for your organization?
So we have been absolutely delighted since we launched the foundation in early August. We have had an outpouring of support from people, and people have been sending. We have a donate button on our Do It For The Love page that people have been so gracious and generous in sending in donations. And then we've had about five big fundraisers that people have put on for us when it's coincided with their city, and that they have about 150 of their favorite friends, and they open their homes, and Michael plays a concert, and it's like a 3-hour event where there's a meet and greet, and everyone has their opportunity to spend time talking with Michael and Sarah and getting their photograph with them. And then Michael and Sarah and I also help with the presentation where we watch the video of it's a short video. If you have not had an opportunity to go on the Do It For The Love website and watch this video, it is, bring tissues. It is the most beautiful 3-minute video, and you get to meet Hope and Steve, this couple, and you get to meet Michael and Sarah and get a glimpse into why they created the foundation. And it's just the most beautiful and heartwarming 3 minutes. I highly encourage it. And then we also just talk after we watch the video, then we talk about the foundation and what we're doing. There's question and answers, and it's a really beautiful presentation where people feel a part of it. And at almost every fundraiser we've had recipients there who also speak about their own personal experiences to the audience about how healing, transformative, therapeutic music has been in their own personal journey with their life-threatening illnesses or challenges that they're going through. So it's very impactful, and people see how meaningful this foundation truly is.
That sounds wonderful. What are some of the long-term goals that you guys have?
The long-term goal is basically right now to get the word out about the Do It For The Love Foundation and really let people know, let as many artists as we can get on board, as well as concert venues, festivals, promoters, so that it's kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation, that every single person who's going through a life-threatening illness or has a child with a severe challenge or wounded veterans coming back, that we are here for them. We want to provide the most uplifting and meaningful experience for them and their loved ones, and to just provide as many people as we can with this opportunity to get to go to shows and just celebrate life.
What a beautiful mission. I just love it. So if you were granted a wish, aside from seeing a Michael Franti concert, where would you go?
I would go back in time, and I would go see Louis Armstrong.
Oh, that's a good one.
His music just touches my heart and soul. But I do have to say that Michael Franti has been my favorite musician. And I, since starting to do it for the Love Foundation, I ended up going on quite a bit of the tour in August because we had a lot of fundraisers. And I also set up an information table where we spread the word about Do It For The Love. And the band joked with me because they'd say they'd see me out in the audience. It was like I was seeing them for the first time. I just get giddy when I see Michael Franti and Spearhead. They have such passion, and they elevate a crowd like nothing I've ever seen before. Michael gets a crowd bouncing up and down within about 30 seconds of him starting to perform. And him going out into the audience and putting his arms around people and hugging people as he's singing is, I mean, no other musician is doing that. So as much as I would have loved to see Louis Armstrong, and I'm so honored and thrilled to get to see Michael Franti and Spearhead perform as much as I get to.
That is, I love when they throw those big giant yellow balls and the whole crowd starts playing with each other. Yeah, that to me is just that sums him up, because he wants everyone to play and open their hearts and dance, and that's to me is just something that we all need in our lives, and it's wonderful that he's doing that. So tell us just a little bit more about. Absolutely.
Okay, so one of the other reasons that the foundation was created, as I mentioned earlier, was we really want to spread awareness about other conditions and things people are going through. For instance, there's a really lovely family. They're named the Baker family, and they have a daughter that's 11 years old with a syndrome called Aicardi syndrome. And this is something that happens basically as an infant. She started having she has up to 30 seizures a day, and there's usually no less than 5 seizures. And it's a very, very low life expectancy, and it's actually amazing that she's grown to be 11 years old. And her parents, Azaria is confined to a wheelchair, and she doesn't really have any use of her body. Her body looks like she has cerebral palsy, but she also doesn't really have vision. It's just like blurred shapes and colors. This little girl just exudes love, though. You get to see her and her family, and they just live in this love bubble. And what's amazing is when the foundation first got started, Debbie was one of the first people to contact us. And she said, you know, Michael has always been so kind to us at every festival we go to, because we don't want to hide. Like, we want to be out, and we still love to go see music. Michael and his band always make it a point, because they're able to go into the wheelchair handicap section, of meeting us after the show and spending time with us and making us feel welcome, and also making our little girl feel welcome. And her body always changes when she hears Michael Franti's music, you know, whether it's live or at their home. Like, her body perks up and she's able to have a smile across her face. So she has actually been just an instrumental part of Do It For The Love. It just so happened that Michael was going to perform a few weeks later in her town. So I set up a meet and greet for them, and he brought them backstage. And he ended up bringing Azaria on stage. And it just so happened Aicardi syndrome is a very rare disease. It's extremely rare. It just so happened there was another couple in the audience whose daughter has Aicardi syndrome. And they met after. And since then, we were able to bring the Baker family as our guests. The Do It For The Love teamed up with this 6-man cruise line. And Michael played on a live music cruise for 4 days that sailed out of Miami and went to the Bahamas. And we were able to gift this family the experience of just getting 4 days on this cruise ship. And the first concert was Michael Franti and Spearhead. They played on the base of the ship, you know, as we were setting sail, on the promenade deck or whatever. And Michael brought this family on stage, and the whole audience just went crazy. And Michael was like, you know, thanks to 6-man cruise, we're able to bring this family on the cruise. And he started talking about Aicardi syndrome and how this little girl has 30 seizures a day, and this family just does the best they can. And he was like, I want you guys all to welcome them during this cruise and just make them feel like a part of our family. And they were showered with love throughout the entire cruise. Everywhere they went, people just wanted to get to know them versus people that usually all avoid them in public and kind of want to look away. So the idea is with the Do It for the Love Foundation to just make people feel welcome, loved, accepted, no matter what they're going through, and to also just create as many communities as we can for people that are going through challenges and also have rare challenges that no one else can relate to. We want to create as much awareness as we can to unite these families together.
It's beautiful, really amazing. And you do something similar with your Yoga Ventures organization. Tell us a little bit about that before we sign off.
So Yoga Ventures, I founded about 12 years ago. I take people on journeys around the world. And I, in the past 3 years, I started going, after the earthquake hit in Haiti, I went by myself on a volunteer trip, and I was just blown away by the experience I had of the opportunity of giving back to people, really hand in hand with local people in Haiti. And so I started bringing my yoga participants, the people I taught in California, and, you know, I put it out on the web. So I've actually had people from all over the world actually come with me on these yoga venture trips where we do one practice of yoga a day, but for the most part, we are out in the field and we're working on all kinds of incredible projects. And we are giving back to the community and having very mutually reciprocal, beautiful exchanges with the different organizations we work with and people. And in the past 3 years, I've personally helped, my husband and I have helped build a 12,000 square foot home and school in Haiti for children, an orphanage. We've helped to fund a free medical clinic for people in the community. We've worked hand in hand with three different orphanages in Haiti, as well as working with an incredible art foundation that provides some of the most impoverished children in this area the opportunity to have a future in the arts, as well as get to attend school and have three full meals a day. And then in addition to that, I've led trips, short-term humanitarian trips to Peru, to Mexico, to Bali, to India, to the Dominican Republic, and I look forward to leading many more trips in the years to come.
That's awesome. I want to come on one. You are definitely a truly amazing woman, Lisa. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I'm so honored to have been chosen to get to speak with you today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we hope to send lots of listeners to yogaventures.org and also to doitfortheLove.org. So here's to you guys spreading your mission and spreading your love. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. You are listening to the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. All right. That's it for today's episode of the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. If you're a truly amazing woman or know someone who is, don't hesitate to contact us. Simply log on to www.trulyamazingwomen.com and fill out the proposal form. We've profiled more than 250 women on the site who fit the bill of being truly amazing, and we look forward to honoring more. Who will be our next truly amazing woman? Tune in next week for a new episode on www.incandescentradio.com. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.